Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Banking Matters. I'm your host, Daniel Baker. Joining us today, we have a special guest, Tom Wainwright. Tom is currently working as a partner with Bridge Financial Consulting Group, and he has also had over 32 years of experience as a federal bank examiner with the OCC, who was responsible for the regulation and oversight of community and mid-sized institutions. In addition to being a senior examiner, he was also a trainer and a team developer. Tom, welcome to the show.
Daniel, good morning. Good to be here.
Tom, we always like to give our guests an opportunity to kind of introduce themselves and say how they got started in the financial sector. So I understand you started out with the OCC. How did this come about?
Yeah, so I graduated from Texas Tech University in 1985 and with a degree in real estate finance and wanted to be the next big real estate developer in Dallas, Texas. And 1985 was not a great time to be in that business. And so, I was looking for some things to do. I kind of bounced around a little bit. And my grandfather was an OCC examiner for 42 years up in the Chicago area. And so, I had a great relationship with that guy, and he introduced me to the opportunity to become a bank examiner, and he knew a lot of people and got me introduced to some of the right folks back then. So I went through the interview process and decided that that could work for me. So that's how I got started way back in 1987, and hooked on with the Fort Worth duty station, they called them back then. Down here in Texas and back in 87 and just began my career that way. Fort Worth, Texas at that time had about 100 community banks under its supervision. And, so I cut my teeth in community banks and did a bunch of work in smaller West Texas banks. And that's really how I got my start and spent my whole career in Fort Worth. I traveled around quite a bit out of the Fort Worth office, but I spent 32 years of my life in that office and really, really enjoyed it. Got to do a whole bunch of things.
So, I mean, OCC and whatnot's kind of in your blood then, if your grandpa used to do
that
as
exactly
well.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, very good. It's always nice to kind of have a legacy and whatnot, a foot in the door to different places. Yeah. And I mean, you've definitely established yourself with your time there, I'm sure. So I'm really excited to have you on the show, Tom, because coming from the examiner's perspective and in the consulting that you do today, you bring a great perspective to just the current market and the current industry and what things are looking like, because you've seen where things have come from. And obviously, by looking at where things have come from, we can kind of track where things are going and where things are heading. So let's start just by an open-ended question of what do you see happening in the current marketplace today?
Well, our company, we started this company back in 2019. My partner, mm-hmm. Kerry Phillippe, and I, Kerry was assistant deputy controller out of the Tulsa field office, finished his career there. He's got 35 plus years in the examining world too. And so we started our business back in 2019, just as a loan review and kind of strategic planning consulting group back then. And really thought, that was a good time to get in. There was a lot of interesting things happening in the banking world at that time. And then COVID hit and, really had an impact on, banks that we were interested in working with and our business. And so, and things have certainly been interesting since then. COVID, the impact of COVID is really behind us now. And so the banks that that were able to make it through that and thrive through that period, that's really who we're dealing with now. These are good banks that we're dealing with. And that really understand the value of community banking and provide that service to their individual communities. How do we see the market right now? It's a volatile time in the country overall, and community banks are certainly feeling that to be in such a competitive business as banking. There's plenty of community banks around, and for them to really thrive and do well, they've had to find a way to navigate these challenging waters, and it's been it has been a challenge. So you know, I just think that the market overall is and we hear it every day, don't we, in the news about how difficult it is to try to manage you know, the market situation and really try to understand the best way to put your strategies forward and to meet the needs of your community in the banking world. It's very, very much a challenge.
So what are you seeing banks do to kind of navigate? Are you seeing that they're increasing their lending footprints? Are you seeing kind of as a general, you're seeing more banks are maybe being a little bit more timid about their lending? Like what are you really seeing banks do?
You know, it's been a combination of a number of things. Every bank has its mm-hmm. own strategy and its own way of doing business. So many of the mm-hmm. banks that we deal with have been established for 100 years. And so they've been through mm-hmm. every kind of economic environment that you can imagine. And through all that, they've been able to make it through and to continue to service their communities and do what they do. And now is no different. So many of the banks that we're dealing with they have decided, you know, we're down here in Texas, and one of the real advantages that we have down here is that the population growth in the metropolitan areas mm-hmm. is really what has supported and kind of bolstered those communities. But none of our banks are taking a real aggressive approach right now. You know, we're dealing with really strong banks, very well run, long-standing banks that mm-hmm. they really know what they're doing. So they're taking more of a conservative approach and really trying to be very smart about the direction they're going. You know, what they're concerned with most of all is serving their community. Some of our banks are getting into participation arrangements with other banks to beef up their loan portfolios and their mm-hmm. you know, higher yielding assets. Fine, but every management team that we talk to, they're just talking about how we can service our community as well as we possibly can. And so mm-hmm. many of the banks that we have talked to have said, look, with all this crazy volatility, we're commercial real estate lenders. We're kind of putting our pencils down right now. We're going to kind of pause for a moment and allow some of the impact of current economic conditions kind of play out a little bit. So there's a lot of uncertainty about what's coming. Certainly there's a lot of talk about a recession coming this way. You know, all indications are there will be a recession in our country. And now we're just talking about how severe it's going to be and how long it's going to last. And so, you know, our banks are really kind of taking that, you know, that uncertainty with a grain of salt. And they're being a little bit careful right now. So it's an interesting time. And our guys, the banks that we deal with are really, I think, approaching this in a very smart way.
So then let's take a look at this, I guess, from an examiner's perspective, if you don't sure. mind. If you have a bank like the current marketplace being the way it is, and you have a bank that's been around for 100 years, and so, I mean, they're well established, and I'm not talking about a difficult bank, so I'm not talking about one that's got bad past exams or anything like that. Sure. It's just a normal, everyday yeah. bank. What kind of things are you going to be looking for in general when you go into to do an examination, or what does that even look like? Like, is it just business as usual? Are you going to be looking at some more specific things? Like what is this going to be looking like?
So, you know, the clients that we have, they are really interested in trying to understand what the real risk position is in their portfolios. And mm-hmm. So when we talk to them about how we're going to sample the portfolio, we really want to focus on the areas that they're concentrated in. And mm-hmm. so many of our banks here in Central Texas, North Texas, have concentrated commercial real estate portfolios. And so
right.
there's a lot of anxiety about, you know, whether those concentrations carry a higher degree of risk just based on the volume of the individual lending that they're doing there. And so we talked to them a lot about how to sample that portfolio in order to really give feedback on what we think the risk, not just of the individual deals, the risk position of each one, but mm-hmm. you know, when you aggregate an entire portfolio, you're talking about just by virtue of the volume, you've got an elevated risk position. And so we talked to our guys a lot about the value of good concentration policies and good concentration management and diversification wherever you can within those concentrated areas, just to try to manage a risk position where our banks are most comfortable lending. And so many of them, again, are real estate lenders. You know, not a lot of our banks are commercial industrial type lenders. It's, mm-hmm. The smaller banks really, they struggle with the resources that is required to oversee those kind of credits. And so they're really focused on real estate lending and trying to understand what that means now, you know, in the current economic environment with interest rates on the rise and, with a continued desire to grow and to expand their markets, what it means to oversee a concentration in the commercial real estate portfolio. And that's what we try to help them with. So when we go in there, we'll really target that area and look very closely at not only the new stuff that they're doing and how well they're underwriting that, but also the seasoned portfolio, just to get an idea of how well those borrowers are managing their properties.
Mm-hmm. So when we were chatting together previously, you'd mentioned something that you've got a lot of banks that are looking at taking those concentration policies and like really just beefing them up just to kind of handle today's environment. What do you mean by that? What is beefing up a concentration policy?
Yeah. So, this is a real hot topic with, in the banking community, I think overall, and the banks that we deal with really want to understand what a reasonable level of lending in any particular area is and what the regulators are going to have to say about it. When I was an examiner, concentrations is the first thing that we looked at. And not only just about the individual loans that made up the concentration, but how well those banks are managing them. And so what kind of reports is management producing for the board? And how well are they following the trends of what's going on in that concentrated area? And how well, have they developed limitations for construction, the construction portfolio, or commercial real estate overall? And the OCC, I can tell you, is very, very tuned in to how well a bank is doing this. I had so many banks that were so heavily concentrated, and this is back, towards the end of my career, post the Great Recession. We had some banks that were so heavily concentrated. They did a nice job of slicing and dicing the portfolio to really understand what was in there. But the OCC is very interested in the volume. And they really want to know how well the bank is stress testing that portfolio and how well they're, just managing it overall. The key there, I think, is establishing limits that make sense for your bank and then really sticking with them. And so many of our banks have pushed the limits for construction. You start talking about 100% of capital tied up in construction lending. That's a volume. And, that also is a volume that's going to get the OCC's attention, the regulators' attention. And so, we start talking to them about increased oversight and better management. And a real understanding of not just the individual deals that are in there, but what it means from an overall perspective when you have that much of your capital tied up in that kind of lending. And so, we just want to make sure that our guys understand the importance of really managing the concentration level, understanding it, having a good reporting mechanism there, and sticking to the limits that you've established and not just bumping those up because the next deal that comes along looks like something we can't pass up. The best banks that we deal with know how to say no. And not every deal is a great deal. And so Establishing reasonable limits is, I think, one of the most important aspects of concentration management.
And where would you see these limits established? Are these going to be inside policy, procedure? Like where would you see these?
Absolutely limits? Within the policy. Banks will establish a concentration policy. And within that policy, they talk about the individual portfolios that represent what they do, and establishing a good limit for each one of those segmented areas of lending. The more they slice and dice it, the better we believe they understand the risk within it. And so there's a heavy emphasis on commercial real estate concentration management. And, I like to see a very comprehensive policy about these are the kind of deals that we get into, and this is what we're interested in these areas, and this is how we're going to manage it and monitor it going forward. And, the more a bank can understand that concentration and really break it down to what each individual segment represents in terms of capital, I think the better they can understand it and the better they can make decisions going forward about how they're going to adhere to the limits that have been established by the board.
So I've always been a little bit curious, because I get involved with drafting template policies and things like that, and reviewing banks' policies. And just kind of from my own curiosity perspective, I've had people argue that just for policies in general, all that's minimally required is saying, hey, we're going to follow this. And obviously, concentration policy is going to be a little bit different. But coming from an attorney perspective, I'm very much more like, look, you gotta lay things out, like be more descriptive. Are you more of a, like, which side do you want to see? Are you more of a, like, hey, have a well-developed, maybe a little bit more lengthier policy is on the way to go? Or are you more like streamline that policy, keep it straight to the point? What do you like to see, or what did you like to see as an examiner?
Yeah, when I was an examiner, we we used to call that the weight test. You know, if the policy weighed, about, probably okay. You know, there's enough paper in there. I'm not concerned with that. I want to know what is being said there. I like the streamlined approach. I want to know exactly what the board is trying to accomplish here. What is our objective? What is the strategy of the bank? What is the culture here? And, how well are we going to adhere to that policy? Once we establish it, there's a lot of thought that goes into, creating a bank policy in any area. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about lending, you have to really understand what it is you're there to do and what you specialize in. There's a lot of banks in my career that I saw got into a lot of things that they didn't belong in. We had a bank out of West Texas one time that got involved in exotic bird lending. Emu lending, and
that's a new one.
Yeah, and so I'd go in there. I was kind of a green examiner back then, and I'd go in there and start talking to him about, listen, you've got 100% of your capital tied up in emu lending, and I'm not kidding you. And the banker, he kind of dressed me down. He said, you don't know what you're talking about, man. This is the next thing that's going to. I said, well, it may be. I've had an ostrich burger. They're delicious, but they're expensive. Do you really understand what you're talking about here? Well, a year later, those ostrich farms, they were turning those birds out on the road. They couldn't keep up with them anymore. It was just too expensive, and the market did not do what they thought it was going to do. It's a great example of not really understanding the market you're in, but just kind of getting attracted to, the next big thing. And, the best banks that I dealt with never did that. They don't do that. They understand what they do, and they stick with it. And they're always, always looking to modify what they're doing and how they're managing and overseeing a group of loans, to make sure that they understand the risk all the time, and constantly telling their lending staff, look, this is what we're doing. We're not going to stretch out there, because that's just not us. We're going to stay within our market. Mm-hmm. Keep it within what we're comfortable with, and we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to have success with that, because banking, after all, that's a long-term prospect. It's not get rich quick. It takes forever. The margins are thin, And in order to achieve the margin strategies that you have, you have to limit losses. And that comes at the, you know, that starts with underwriting. You've got to underwrite these things properly up front. And so, and that starts with developing a strategy and a culture for sticking with what you know best. So that's, you know, that's the main thing that I see out of our guys.